Bonjour, let's have a look at some exercises on the French word où, which means where. Okay, folks, so où means where. So when you ask a question, you're going to use this interrogative adverb, où. Have a look at it. There you go. Now, I would like to do something with you, okay? I would like you to have a look at this sentence and then freeze the screen and try to make the questions that go with this sentence. So, when I say questions in the plural, that means there is different ways of asking questions using où. And I'd like you to find at least one or two would be lovely. Have a look at this sentence here. Okay, that says, nous mangeons en ville à midi. Now, first of all, let's translate it before you freeze the screen. Nous mangeons means we are eating, okay? Nous mangeons, that's quite clear, or we eat, okay? En ville, in town, à midi, at lunchtime, okay? Or midday, okay? Midday. Now, I would like you to use this answer and make your questions to this answer, okay? So, for example, if I translate, we're eating at lunchtime, in town at lunchtime, the answer, the question using où, where, could be, where are you eating at lunchtime? And that's, in fact, what I would like you to try to do in French, okay? Now, remember, we have lots of different ways of asking the questions using où, but I'm quite happy for you to find one or two. In a minute, I will give you my solutions. I will give you a few ways of asking questions using this answer, nous mangeons en ville à midi, okay? So in effect, focus on en ville, in town, because that's where you want to find out where we are eating at lunchtime. Not when, where. Now, freeze the screen for a minute. Okay, we're back. How was that? How did you manage and what kind of questions did you come up with? Okay, remember using the adverb interrogative où, which is where. And if you have followed my lesson on où, you will find out that où can be placed in different places in a question. What did you come up with? Okay, what I'm going to do, and because I cannot see what you've done, I'm going to suggest a few things here and see whether it matches yours. If not, then call me, leave a comment, do something, and I will let you know whether it's correct or not. Now, this is my first solution, quite simple. Now remember, the answer to the question is, we are eating in town at midday. So, nous mangeons en ville à midi. My questions are, où mangez-vous à midi? Où mangez-vous à midi? So, where are you eating at lunchtime? So, the answer is, nous mangeons en ville à midi. Okay, now I've inverted manger and vous. That's what we do when we ask questions. But you could equally say, où mangeons-nous à midi? Where are we eating at lunchtime? Okay, because you don't know the question and the answer to this question could also be, nous mangeons en ville à midi. But it could equally be, où manges-tu à midi? Where are you eating at lunchtime, as in you, singular? The answer could be, nous mangeons à en ville à midi, if this person is referring to more than one person. Okay, and another way of referring to this question, this answer here, is où mange-t-on à midi? Where are we eating at lunchtime? As well, using on as in the more familiar we. Okay, have a look at mange-t-on. Hyphenated in both sides with a T in the middle because we don't say où mange-on à midi, it doesn't sound right, so we put a T. And we do that for il and elle as well, by the way. Okay, so another way of asking questions could be, and using again all these subject pronouns, could be est-ce. When using est-ce in French, okay, it means is it that? So you put the adverb où and then est-ce. So où est-ce Vous mangez à midi? Where are you eating at lunchtime? Où est-ce que nous mangeons à midi? Where are we eating at lunchtime? Où est-ce que tu manges à midi? Où est-ce qu'on mange à midi? Have a look at qu'on here. Q-U apostrophe O-N because we have to drop the E of que to sound, to make the liaison and to make it sound better. Okay? So another way, and again using all these pronouns to ask questions. Now I know you may not have come up with these questions, okay? But what I want is the right order. Even if you came up with only one, which is vous, where do you eat? Où mangez-vous? That is correct. I am just suggesting a few different ways of asking questions here, okay? For you to be aware that this may come up. Okay, another way. Vous mangez où à midi? You are eating where at lunchtime? So that's another way of saying that. Vous mangez où à midi? Okay, that means exactly the same as où est-ce que tu manges à midi? Où est-ce que vous mangez à midi? Où mangez-vous à midi? Vous mangez où à midi? And you're eating where? Using nous, you do exactly the same. Nous mangeons où à midi? We are eating where at lunchtime? Or tu manges où à midi? Or on mange où à midi? Okay? What I'd like you to do now is have a look at the different ways of asking questions. Because as a homework, I'd like you to do something for me. I've given you a few examples. I'd like you to refer back to the lesson on où for you to be very familiar for with where it is that we put where, où. Okay? Here's a sentence here. Elle a marché dans les bois hier. Now, it means she has walked in the woods yesterday. Okay? I would like you on your own, okay, to make a sentence with, to make a question according to that sentence. Elle a marché dans les bois hier. In fact, I would like you to say, where did she walk yesterday? How would you do that with a question? Using où? Okay? Now here's another answer to a question I'd like you to ask is, j'ai acheté ces chaussures à Paris. I bought these shoes or these shoes in Paris. So the question should be, where did you buy these shoes? Okay, so the answer should be à Paris. Okay, so two sentences here, and I would love to see your questions to these sentences. I'm not going to give you the answer, okay, unless you write a comment and show me what you can do. Is that possible? Okay. That's it for me. I hope you enjoyed this one. And please, if you have any question, leave a comment and ask moi, Alexa, okay? Now, that's it for me. Au revoir, à bientôt. Bisous, bisous.